better results from your workouts with Epic Health Testosterone Therapy. Epic Health, behind Chili's on Rodney Parham in Little Rock.
Welcome back in the zone. It is 11:31. Justin Akre, Phil Elson, Matt Harris, who is extremely defensive today in his Getting Defensive segment with Exceptional Physical Therapy as a sponsor. We appreciate them and certainly appreciate Epic Health for having us out. Also joined by the featured guest here at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, the former Arkansas Remington Award winner, Jonathan. We still debate how to pronounce your last name.
It's Luigs.
That's what I thought. Luigs. Okay, good. I'm glad I had that.
Exactly how it's spelled.
People Luigs, still say Luigs.
Lugs. Yeah, Luigs. Luigs. Lugs. Harris hasn't said it right since day one.
Well,
so
he
right.
says a lot of stuff wrong.
Yeah, they're about, in the headlock. He hits about half the head. State that still gets Bielema's name incorrect.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He's still getting it, and he's the head coach currently. So, well, how are you, man?
Luigs.
All right, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Good.
I saw Jonathan, I guess it was maybe two seasons ago at a Little Rock game, before a Little Rock game.
Right.
It was the night that Oklahoma State's, it was the day after Oklahoma State's championship hopes had been dashed.
Oh, Iowa State.
I was feeling
that was
so good that
I
day.
I bet you were.
But so tell everybody what you're up to now.
I'm actually living in Fayetteville. My wife and I just built a house. We have a 14-month-old daughter named Kinsey.
Okay. Oh, goodness. Congratulations.
I'm in sales for Train Heat and Air, so sell to dealers around Northwest Arkansas area, down to Russellville, up to Mountain Home.
You weren't doing that last time I saw you. You were in
no,
sales.
No, I was
with
in dental sales. Okay. So staying in the sales side.
Yeah. You got kinda, that smile.
Yeah, exactly. Charming them. Me and Harris.
Well, Arkansas got hit by one of your air conditioners over the weekend, unfortunately. Whew. Or it may have been a different train. But it was some train.
It was a Crimson Tide train.
It was a high-efficiency unit, that's for sure.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly.
We've seen that train before.
Yeah.
Do you have any answers for us? Do you want to give – I'll tell you, give me some words of encouragement for a very disgruntled and disappointed and sad fan base. How about that?
Start practicing included. The younger guys.
Dang it, don't say that.
I heard Harris on the last segment talk about not sure if we'll win another game, and I'm kind of right there with him. I mean, if you look at Auburn and then Mississippi State might be the only one. Ole Miss just, I mean, they're a good ball club, and, I mean, I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel for 2013.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we went through this season. My first years with Nutt, and then obviously my last year with Petrino. I mean, we were in a similar situation, just getting – throttled by people, and eventually it'll turn around, but right now you just kind of get through it.
Yeah. What are you going to talk about today?
I don't really know.
How'd you get talked into? Do you do a lot of speaking?
No, I'm terrible. I don't know what these hopefully the lunch was good so these people get their money's worth, but
it's
my
chewy front steak, they do.
Can't go wrong.
You want it to be chewy for them then.
Exactly.
Take a little longer to get through it.
There's a huge turnout, so no extra pressure on you, but they had to set up extra tables, so.
Well, good.
How about the center up there now? Because, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about Swanson and his he's impressing Coach Bielema, and he's coached some pretty good centers, including a guy who was in a first-round draft choice last year. But have you taken time to assess offensive line play? Talk to me about that, because there are a couple of young guys playing up front, too.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed. Skipper to the left of him. I mean, he's a nasty guy. He was a little light in the pants. Maybe it's because he's so tall. But, I mean, he was getting after it with Alabama. Obviously, Swanson's kind of a unique situation, having two true freshmen on the line, just trying to get everybody in the right spot. But he's impressed me with his play. I really think he'll be able to play on Sundays. And I think if anybody has be able to put their finger on it, Bielema probably has the best chance watching all the film he does. And if he talks that highly of him, obviously he's not going to lie to everybody. So we'll see.
I wonder what kind of beer he drinks when he watches that Alabama tape, because you got to have a cocktail or two or something. Gracious.
Maybe something stronger.
I think it might have moonshine.
That's something. That's rough.
Yeah, I got a question. So how critical – is that – I know it's critical, so it's kind of an oxymoron, but how critical is it to the success? Because I remember we had you, and it was like a pillar stone of success in the run game, which Bielema has.
A pillar? Stone?
A cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
A cornerstone
to
build the pillar and then the village around it. So when the whole town comes to play football, they have a stadium and the pillars.
Yes.
But no, the cornerstone there.
Now they have a lot of drawbridges. So
how can we have
it sounded medieval almost? That's good. I like it. Well, we got a medieval beatdown this weekend, unfortunately.
How can we have success with that center? Like, how can we maintain the drive, keep that defense off the field if they can't stop anybody? How can we put points up with, I mean, we had a good time of possession. We had 250 yards of rushing. Why are we not scoring? How important is that offensive line and Swanson in there?
Question.
You know, it is important. Obviously, Swanson can only do so much. It's no different than defense having a good middle linebacker who can make adjustments, make calls, get everybody in the right spot. But if they don't execute or you have silly penalties and get behind the chains or put yourself in bad situations, there's nothing one great guy can do. You know, you say you're only as strong as your weakest link, and it's no truer in football because it's the biggest team sport out there. So, obviously, Swanson can only do so much. The offensive line can only do so much, and there's just a lot of gaps in this team.
Jonathan, what brought you to center? I mean, what actually, you know, got you to that position?
I was fat and slow growing up, so it was kind of a natural transition.
Hey, I'm going to play offensive line.
that's an easy answer.
Why center specifically, though?
You know, I'm not real sure. Actually, it started with Coach Kelly at Pulaski Academy. I was initially started out when I came in as a sophomore. It was the biggest need. I guess the rest of the guys, they graduated the center before me, and I just kind of stepped in there and played it, and then tried to transition to tackle as a junior in high school. And we started played that year, and that senior year we had some penetration coming up the middle, and if he wanted a strong pocket, and if that was my best fit there, and it just kind of transitioned from there. Don't really have a good answer for you.
There's something lucky about that position. I don't know. You know, anybody in any sport, if you handle the ball, you have the utmost importance. You know, and in football, it starts with the center. Mm-hmm. It absolutely starts with the center. And I'm not to put that ahead of other positions on the offensive line, but that's got to have some meaning to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. It does. Absolutely. I mean, you're responsible for getting all the calls and make sure everybody knows who the point linebacker is. And when I say point linebacker, I mean and who we're responsible for, who we're going to, so the tackle and tight end know who they have, and it all kind of just works its way out from the center. Wish they got paid more in the NFL like left tackles, but that doesn't translate. But no, you're right, it is a it is an important position, but I'm not sure exactly why.
What about Coach Kelly is here today again, and you know, obviously they've had a long run of success at Pulaski Academy, and I mean there are a number of reasons, but obviously I'm not going to compare it to Nick Saban, but certainly whatever his plan is works. It's not just in people, they recruit. Well, there are a lot of schools that have talented athletes. Right. I mean, there's more to it than that. And he told me this year, we're going to be down. Yeah, great story, Coach.
Yeah.
what is it about? You've been through that program. What is it about what he does at PA that has been, you know, so successful? And what do you think sort of resonates with the kids?
Yeah, I think he knows how to relate. He knows how to put into terms we understand and not just yell and cuss you. He doesn't cuss. He yells at you because you need to be yelled at.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the most out of each player, and he really stresses discipline. I mean, if you watch him, he's outmatched athletically week in and week out, but there's something about being able to explain coverages, being able to explain route trees, being able to explain the checkdowns for the quarterback to where he can be successful, and obviously he's been doing it for a long time.
I have a question. So you're saying that you can preach discipline without cussing at somebody?
Well, that wasn't evident in 2008, but yes, it is possible.
Going for it.
Did you get cussed at?
What? No. Are you kidding me? It was like Sunday every day.
It's like communion.
Sunday in some people's houses gets a little crazy.
I've seen my grandfather, somebody dropped the wine. He'd either be cussing at his house on Sunday, I promise
him
you.
And Petrino should kick it.
Yeah. I don't know that my grandpa would want to hang out with Bobby.
Not a lot.
Kick what?
And I'm sure Bobby would not want to hang out with my grandfather, so there's that. Well, Jonathan, caller had a good question. You had a very brief stint in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I know you were excited to get to your sales career.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That probably played heavily into it. But what happened there, and how did that come about that you were not in the league very long?
After my rookie year, I had bilateral hip surgery. So that means I had surgery on my left hip, and then turned around and had surgery on my right hip about a month later. Basically had a bony deformity, like a square peg in a round socket. All the years of playing just kind of ground out all my soft tissue, and so now I'm old and decrepit and trying to sit in a chair as often as I can.
How do your hips feel?
You know,
you got to be the youngest hip replacement guy ever.
Exactly. And I'm kind of scared of it because hip replacements aren't really, the longevity is not really there if you get them when you're 30. So just trying to, I need to lose some weight. So if anybody has any ideas on how to do that, kind of lighten the load a little bit.
Don't eat so much.
Well, it's hard to break that mentality.
Yeah, says the guy who also needs to lose some weight. So, yeah, I feel your pain.
Pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, exactly. Who does the cooking at your house, you or your wife?
We kind of split the duties up.
Okay.
Yeah, your diet's got to be number one.
Man, it's tough.
Salmon,
I like to
fishes.
Eat. That's what you look forward to in the day, though, is what am I going to have for dinner?
I do. That's
where
all
can
I
go
about.
For lunch? Exactly.
I'm thinking
I made
about
lunch
right
thinking about what am I going to do for dinner.
Yeah, this is also a guy who's never, you know, who's never had 1 ounce of fat on his body.
Look.
Yeah.
I had to stuff my body of like 6,000 calories. I know how to theoretically gain weight. It just didn't happen for me. But
right.
I know how you're supposed to.
Yeah, well, you have no idea what we go through then as guys who need to lose weight then.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
you're going against Alabama and you're in like the 180s like
God
I was.
Played a
I
vicious trick. God gave you my metabolism too, so you have two working for you. I have none.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
Yeah, I've lost weight in the last year. I don't even know how. I haven't tried.
Stress. It just happens. Work too much.
It's just stress melted right off.
You're supposed to be stressed out with a baby. I mean, I would think that you're not. You don't get as much rest. You probably.
I think I'm a stress eater though.
Yeah, okay. He's calm under pressure.
Problem. It's working against me right now.
I feel you. Well,
stress eater.
I need to see a psychiatrist.
Did you go to the state fair? Corn dogs, funnel cakes.
I missed it, but I do like that place.
Don't go there.
Best fried food ever. Yeah.
That's over. It's over. You're safe for one more year. Jonathan, great seeing you, man. We look forward to hearing you talk. When in doubt, you could always have Coach Kelly come up and pitch in. So
yeah, I'll bounce some questions off him there so you can get the crowd going.
All right. Well, Mitch Mustang did like a 2-minute opening speech last week, so as long as you go longer than him, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, I got more than 2 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
It may not make sense, but it'll be longer than 2 minutes.
And then there's talking to Matt.
Then there's the Q&A led by David Basil.
That's good. Yeah, David's Q&A is always good. I can't wait to hear you talk about your old man hips up there. That'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely bring up the hips. That's funny.
Good seeing you, brother. Take care of yourself, man.
Hey, I appreciate you having me.
I appreciate you. All right, let's take a couple calls here.
Good seeing you, big fella.
Some fans. Bill? Bill gave up. Sorry, Bill. We were there a long time. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How's it going?
Not bad. Still, my voice is a little weak. I just had a quick question. Actually, kind of a twofold question. Why is Kirby not taking a head coaching position anywhere? And do you think that Nick Saban still has an itch for the NFL? And do you think that's what Kirby's waiting on? Maybe just take over there at Alabama?
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, that itch didn't necessarily go so well for him the first time around.
I don't think Saban's going to leave. I'm of the opinion that Saban will end his career at Alabama.
I just don't know. I mean, look, you can control a lot more as far as the talent that you're getting in the NCAA than you can in the NFL. If you're in a position like Nick Saban is, and you can't control that in the NFL.
But you have to think, as much of a control freak as he is, that's the one thing he hasn't. I mean, if you look at his career, that's the one thing he hasn't really excelled at. It would drive, from my perspective, I would think it would drive him crazy. He was not able to do that and have one more itch or one more desire to make that change.
Perhaps, and I mean, we know that coaches by nature are very competitive, and perhaps that is in the back of his in the back of his mind.
Then again, maybe not.
I don't know. I just don't think.
If I can come back one more time and get the title again.
Yeah, maybe. Mike, appreciate the call. I think he's going to end his career there, and unfortunately, I think he's probably going to walk out of there with like 6 national championships.
I agree.
More.
I mean, it would be an amazing leap to try for a second time to go from where, because he's at a higher point than he even was at LSU.
Well, and he's also older. I mean, he's not that he's old. I mean, he could coach for another 20 years, but I mean, he's in his early 60s. He said it earlier. He said, I'm too old to start over. I don't think that's true, but if that's you got a great situation. He likes living there. His wife likes living there. You're winning championships on a regular basis. Why leave?
And you're not going to be jumping to a team that's coming with success. I mean, look, the next manager of the Detroit Tigers, because it ain't going to be Jim Leland, is coming into a better right. situation. So it's going to be a little bit different,
True that.
Than if Saban is going to the NFL, where he'll be, he'll be coaching one of the worst teams.
We'll hit some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. More from a frustrated Matt Harris, who's going to get a hug here in just a minute as soon as we take a timeout, because you need it, big guy. I'm worried about you.
Still waiting on it.
Arkansas, I want to thank you for voting. You know what you need to do? Go to Landers. Get yourself a good deal and a good vehicle. go get a little traded up on your Jeep. That's my two favorite Jeep owners right there, Chris Kane and Matty Harris. Get down to Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Number one for going on 20 years, your favorite place to buy vehicles, continuing to offer the best price, best selection, and the best service in the entire state, and the largest inventory, so you don't have to go